name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, it's Ash Wednesday. That means you have to be really sad today, right? And if that is the first day of Lent, that means you have 40 days to be miserable, right? Right, very good. These kids are smart. They obviously, their teachers know what they're doing. Because Lent isn't about finding new and interesting ways to make yourself sad. Lent isn't about not having any fun at all. Rather, what Lent is for is to prepare us. And I wonder if any of the kids, adults, stay quiet. I wonder if any of the kids know what Lent is to prepare us for. Yes. The resurrection? Easter, very good. But not just the resurrection, but also the Last Supper and Jesus dying on the cross and his laying in the tomb and then his resurrection, what we call the Paschal or Easter mysteries. Lent is that time to prepare ourselves so that when we celebrate Easter, we do it with hearts and minds renewed. And the way that we do that is by trying to become as close to Jesus as we possibly can, to be closer to him at Easter time than we are now. And so how do we do that? Well, Jesus told us, he told us three things. There are three things that we need to do. We need to pray, we need to do penance, and we need to give alms or do acts of charity. Now, are these things that we do just during Lent? No, these things we do all year round. You know, if you only pray during Lent, you got problems. Just like if you only pray on Sundays while you're here at church, you got problems. You should be praying every day. And when you pray, you don't just ask God for stuff, right? You also listen to him. That's really important. And we don't just pray as individuals. Some people think that you can't pray in front of other people. You know, they misunderstand what Jesus is saying, where he says, go to your room and pray in secret. They say, that means you should never pray when anyone else is around. Boy, then we'd be in trouble because we're praying here in church and there's lots of people around. No, what he's telling us is you don't pray so that people will go, oh boy, she's religious, or man, he's holy. If someone happens to see you pray, that's fine. But you don't pray in order to put on a show for other people. So that's one of the things we do. We pray a little bit more during Lent. We have things like the Stations of the Cross on Friday, and maybe you'll pray a little bit more with your family at home. Hint, parents, hint. We don't just pray. We also do penance. Sounds kind of scary, doesn't it? Penance. Because some of you who are in second grade are preparing for your first penance, right? You're going to be making your first confession here in just a couple of weeks. But penance isn't just the sacrament. Penance is any time where we say no to something which is a lesser good so that we can say yes to God. And one of the ways we do that is by, oh, I don't know, giving something up for Lent. Some people give up chocolate. Some people give up wine. Someone suggested that I should give up video games, and I said no. But people give up all sorts of things. And not because they're bad. You know, chocolate's a good thing, right? Wine's a very good thing. Video games are a great thing. But we give up lesser things so we learn how to say yes to God. So just about everyone gives up something for Lent. And you know, one of the things, there's also something, penance that we do together. So for today, all the adults are fasting, right? You remember to fast? Okay. Remember no meat today? And on every Friday during Lent, we don't eat meat. And the rest of the year, We really shouldn't eat meat on Fridays at all, but we're allowed to substitute another form of penance for that outside of Lent. But don't do it so that everyone knows what you're doing. Don't go around being, I gave up chocolate for Lent. I am so miserable. No, we don't do that. Pretend that you're happy. Then we also do works of charity, because it's really important for us to remember that we have to take care of each other. And why do we take care of other people? Why do we help them? Because God loves them. And if God loves them, we can love them too, even if they're not our favorite people. And we really need to try to help people who are in need. And sometimes all that means is we pray for them, or we say something kind to them. And sometimes it can mean that we help feed people who are hungry, or clothe people who have nothing to wear, help people who don't have a home, things like that. So we do all of those three things, and we do them more than we ordinarily do, so that when Easter rolls around, we'll be better Catholics. Now, this is a kind of a weird year, because Ash Wednesday is also Valentine's Day, so no Valentine's Day this year. Do you know when Easter is? April Fool's Day. It's a weird year, but it's still going to be a great year because we get to celebrate the suffering, death, and resurrection of our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.